Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the past couple weeks having some extreme heat across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas, the company of Evergy is reminding and warning individuals that they may potentially see their utility bills go up over the next month. As with air conditioners running 24/7 and people trying to stay cool, Evergy says that on average, the average consumer may be seeing a near 34% increase in their utility bills. And NKK News reports that according to the Evergy company, they are trying to remind residents of different ways to try and cut back on utility usage, including not using your oven for cooking, making sure that your fans are turning counterclockwise, blocking any gaps in your doors and windows, and making sure that your filters are clean. As some say, they do what they can by trying to increase the temperature in their home just to save a few bucks.
They give us an update every week on how much we used compared to the previous week. And so far, we've been hanging in there about the same. We just run our ceiling fans and, you know, we're staying cool.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to NKK News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. NKK News, always on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick. Our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities. And we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The latest nationwide study on 2023's hardest working states in America shows that the Mid-America region ranked high on that list, with Kansas ranking number 9th overall nationwide for being one of the hardest working states in the country. WIBW reports that the study looks at numerous different ranges, including workweek hours, multiple jobs, or annual volunteer hours per resident, with Kansas ranking 9 for direct work factors, including 19th for indirect working, ranking 12th for average workweek hours, 11th for employment rates, and 6th for the share of workers with multiple jobs. The state of Nebraska came in one of the best in the region, ranking 4th overall, ranking 5th for direct work factors, 7th for indirect work factors, ranking 4th for the highest employment rate, and tied with Massachusetts for the states with the 3rd lowest idle youth rate in the country. Oklahoma came in 14th overall, also having the 4th highest amount of average leisure time spent per day, and Missouri ranking 18th in the nation, ranking 21st for direct work factors, and 5th in the nation for the highest employment rate.
Michelin tires on sale at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $110 total savings via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of 4 new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. $70 tire rebate on all Michelin tire lines, plus $40 bonus rebate on Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires only. Valid through September 12th. Now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new member has joined the Central Community College Board of Governors as Jason Buss has officially filled the vacant seat from District Number 1 after being approved back in the month of June from their board meeting and sworn into the seat for the month of August. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that Buss is currently employed at the Columbus-based Cameco, where he serves as the Human Resource Officer and Global Health and Safety Leader, and says he's excited to be part of the board to focus on health and the education of those coming into the healthcare industry.
I continue to work with them a lot. With my job, we do a lot of training through Central Community College in Columbus. My wife's a nurse, so I know the criticality of what we're doing to help train new nurses in our community. So just tons of opportunity that's really important for our community, and I'm glad to be a part of supporting that education.
Buss has a bachelor's degree in business administration from Missouri at Western State University. Mid-America Network News.
You know when a melty Sonic grilled cheese sounds so good, but so does a juicy burger topped with savory bacon and creamy peppercorn ranch? But then again, so does perfectly crispy tots or fries. And you couldn't possibly choose, because brain no work too good when tummy empty. Yeah, us too. Sonic Bacon Peppercorn Ranch Grilled Cheeseburger with Tots or Fries for just $3.99. Tax not included. Add-ons cost extra. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Following multiple executive sessions toward the end of the regular city council meeting Monday, called to discuss non-elected personnel and potential litigation with the city, Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John announced his resignation effective October 6th.
It's been an honor to be here, that you've allowed me to be here, because it's a two-way street. We chose each other from the very beginning, and it's been great. I leave Marysville in a good place. I feel I can see the improvements that I didn't do by myself. I did as a team with staff, with council, and we as a team moved Marysville in a good direction. I mean, not everybody sees the same thing, but I can say I've helped with improvements. Staff has been supportive, council has been supportive, and we've been able to get a lot of things done. And I can say I left the city of Marysville in a better place than I found it, and that also is not talking about anybody in the past. That's the nature of the job, that we continue. The previous administration made improvements. I continued on helping with those improvements. So, yes, it is sad, but we are looking forward to our future.
Council acceptance of his resignation is not required. Mayor Jason Barnes thanked Austin St. John for his service. In other business, council passed unanimously an ordinance establishing a policy for identification and disposal of junk vehicles. The city attorney had outlined options and addressed questions. The motion to pass noted city efforts to clean up nuisance properties, and conversations included frustrations with costs involved when vehicles are towed and stored. Every effort would be made to include the vehicle owners in avoiding a lengthy legal process, and a right to redeem the vehicle would be applicable. Council had previously discussed establishing a permit process for vehicles being restored or rebuilt, and the city attorney noted that council would have ultimate discretion on each case presented. Water Department has advised the main city water tower will be drained this week for routine inspection. It's not expected residents will at any time be without water service in Marysville, but pressure could vary during the process. Washington County Commissioners last week approved the 2024 budget after a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Progress on the old nursing home building was updated by the hospital administrator. With consideration of building new instead of renovating for use as a daycare if grant funds are approved. A previous community development block grant was not approved. The building, vacant for the past 2.5 years, has deteriorated, and the hospital board has voted for demolition and will continue to seek grant funding. Commissioners agreed this would probably be the best option with costs in mind. The hospital is seeking a temporary location for a daycare facility and may also consider assisted living units with a new building. Fees of the transfer station for demolition work will be waived. Tourism Director Gloria Moore is retiring October 3rd with an open house planned September 25th at 10 a.m. Nemahal County Commissioners heard additional comment regarding the comprehensive plan submitted by the Planning Commission, hearing the 240 citizens had commented on the survey, but they were not in favor of county zoning. The process was initiated to prevent further development of wind farms. Comment was made that other means of regulating land use than countywide zoning should be considered. Loss of property rights by landowners and potential impediments to countywide growth were noted if zoning is adopted. Commissioners have not taken on the recommendation to approve the plan and have said that any zoning issues would be taken up directly by commissioners, not the Planning Commission. Discussion was held regarding the zoning process per Kansas statute and the future responsibilities of the Planning Committee. Nema Hall County Commissioners will meet in special session Friday, September 8th at 9 a.m. to discuss the 2024 budget, the county's health insurance policy, and new accounts payable vouchers. Commissioners will also meet with the county attorney and county councilor that day to review current issues. Gage County Board of Supervisors certified property valuations up 9.35% year-over-year, which included new growth and valuation changes to existing properties. The values will be reflected in finalizing the 2024 budget. It's anticipated that most governmental subdivision levies will remain steady with 2023. Sandra L. Sandy Kramer, age 85, of Washington, passed away last Tuesday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Kramer. Kenneth D. Kenny Craig, age 89, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Craig. Daniel L. Castor, age 39, of rural Dubois, passed away at his home August 19th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Iron Horse Lake Rural Dubois. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Tewari Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Castor. Robert J. Bob Kenworthy, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bob Kenworthy. Gail Repke, age 90, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Gail Repke. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna casserole, French bread, asparagus, and pears. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, mac and cheese, garden blend, and fruited Jell-O. KNDY News Time 7:17.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. A bit warmer as we head into Thursday. More sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still warming up throughout Friday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s. South winds still gusting as high as 25. Temperatures will still rise as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And still sunny and dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 86. Record high on this date, 105. The average low, 63. And the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:02. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. It's 58 this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 30th of August. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe,
Propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Steel cools down Milwaukee. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Brewers' 9-game winning streak came to a screeching halt at the hands of Cubs starter Justin Steele. He tossed 6 scoreless innings, striking out 8. Chicago's bullpen kept the shutout intact in a 1-0 Cubs win. Steele, now 15-3 on the campaign post-game.
Yeah, I feel great. I feel like I'm in a good spot. Wasn't even paying attention to the pitch count, really. I feel like I can throw a lot of pitches any given night. Yeah, I felt good. It was good performance. I was happy with it.
Rockies Braves in Denver, top second.
1-1 pitch on the way. And Ozuna clubs one to deep right field, heading back there towards the wall. Out of the ballpark. Marcell Ozuna with power the opposite way. That one flying over that yellow stripe.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. Marcell Ozuna blasting his 5th home run in 8 games, his 30th of the season. The Braves never looked back, beating the Rockies 3-1, their 16th victory in their last 21. Dodgers, D-backs, and Chavez Ravine, bottom of the 6th.
And on the first pitch, he cranks one to left field and out of here.
The call on KLAC, Mookie Betts extending LA's lead to 8-1 with a new career-high 36th homer. 9-1 Dodgers are final. The miserable White Sox continue the series in Baltimore, tied at 1 in the bottom of the 7th, until Anthony Santander did what Anthony Santander does.
2-2 pitch. Ground ball, base hit down the right field line. It'll score 1. It'll score 2. Henderson flying around 3rd. He will make it.
The call on WBAL, the 3-run double giving the O's the lead. They went on to blow away the White Sox 9-3. At Citi Field, New York, the Mets and Rangers were scoreless until Mitch Garver's solo shot gave Texas the lead. They scored another in the 9th and held on for a 2-1 victory. The Rangers, Mariners, and Astros are all tied atop the AL West. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's
Rock, Josh, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Weave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Friday as the Jayhawks kick off the 2023 season against Missouri State in Lawrence. Pre-game begins at 5:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game here on Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Before we keep you up to date all day long with the latest market information right here, let's review yesterday, because yesterday could have an effect on today's markets. Corn for September, 469.5, that's down 9. December corn, 486.75, down 9.5. Kansas City wheat for September, 714.5, down 23. Kansas City wheat for December, 729.25, down 20.5. September oats at 491, up 8.5. Oats for December, 516.75, up 10.75. Soybeans for September, 1382, down 13.25. November soybeans, 1392.5, down 13.25. Taking a look at cotton for October, $87.09, and that's up 2 cents. December cotton, $86.89, that's also up 2 cents. Live cattle for August, $181, that's $181 flat, and that's up 30 cents. High was $181.50, low $180.15. Live cattle for October, $181.47, down 7.5 cents. High 181.95, low 180.82.5. Feeders for August, $250.70, up 45 cents. High 250.95, low 250.17.5. And feeder cattle for September, 254, 2.5 cents, down 25 cents. High 254.60, low 253.12.5. So that's how your Tuesday finished up. It was a volatile day in the markets. Had a couple things going on. There was some profit taking going on, and of course, weather affecting the markets as well. What will happen today? Great question. We will keep you up to date all day long right here.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many producers have been affected by drought, which can impact their production and income. K-State's Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair, Jenny Ift, discusses recent work she has done to better understand how much it is impacted. She focused her attention to the relationship between hay prices and drought.
This is a study where we look at state-level hay prices and drought trends over several decades. We also looked at drought within districts of an individual state. And it really depends how you measure drought. And so basically, once drought gets really bad, so if you're looking at drought monitor every week, like a lot of us are, you have moderate, severe, extreme, and exceptional. And really, the impact gets a lot bigger once you get up to those extreme or exceptional. So once things turn red, it gets a lot worse. So the impact of a exceptional drought is 4 or 5 times bigger in dollar terms on hay prices than the impact of a moderate drought. And that's true for both alfalfa and grass hay. It's grass hay is, in fact, a little bit more sensitive. So the markets are pretty resilient to drought to a point. And then it gets really bad. And what we found is that alfalfa price is not becoming more responsive to drought, but grass hay price is more responsive to drought than in the past. And that what basically tells us is that these markets are more linked than they used to be.
She wanted to look at how hay prices and lack of rain are correlated.
So part of this study, you know, was trying to understand what's the relationship between drought and hay prices and also between these different, you know, local, regional conditions.
Reduced quantities of hay is often not the only thing that decreases in drought.
The quality goes down, your yields go down. So that happens, and that's going to affect prices because there's less hay. But there might be less cattle as well. So, you know, from that side, it's sort of balancing out. Okay, you have less hay, but producers might be, you know, lowering down their cattle inventories. They might be doing additional culling. And so we're really measuring a sort of a net impact. But I think the fact that you can potentially transport hay to a degree, and the fact that these cattle markets are linked across space does create some sensitivity to regional conditions.
That was K-State's Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair, Jenny Ift, with how it's no surprise that drought often causes lower hay quantities and quality, as well as reduced cattle herd size. She was working to understand how much impact a drought has on the agricultural industry's production and finances. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Kids are heading back to school, and there are some good reasons why you should be joining them. We will share those today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 30th, the 242nd day of the year. Baseball slugger Ted Williams was born 105 years ago, and the Beatles' biggest chart hit, Hey Jude, was released on this day in 1968. Adults and seniors should consider joining their younger counterparts in heading back to school, and here's why. Numerous studies have shown that memory and cognitive functions improve dramatically for adults who are learning new skills. The most challenging learning tasks appear to strengthen entire networks in the brain. And another observed effect is to slow the passage of time. That is, our perception of time slows considerably when we're challenging our mental capacities. If there's a skill you've always wanted to learn, now's the time to join the back-to-school crowd. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reminder, Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with a cattle sale on Thursdays. Call for early consignment listings, any of their fieldmen or the sale barn office. Again, sale day is Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY 58 this morning in Marysville. Highs around 90 as the warm-up continues today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's week number one of high school football across the state of Kansas, as many of the teams across the state have had a challenge trying to get it on the field for practice with the ongoing extreme heat in the state. And Keisha putting restrictions on how long and how much padding you can have during the times with those high temperatures. But with the beginning of the season, Max Preps has released their top 25 high school teams across the state, starting off with Manhattan, as Manhattan High School ended up finishing their 2022 season at an undefeated 13-0. Coming up at number two on the list included Shawnee, sitting at 12-1 from the last season, followed by Andale, that wrapped up last season, also undefeated at 13-0. The rest of the top 10 teams included at number four at Shawnee Mission, St. Thomas Aquinas coming in number five statewide, the Derby Panthers at number six with a 9-3 record from last season, Blue Valley Northwest from Overland Park at number seven, Wichita Northwest at number eight, the Mays Eagles at number nine, and the Southeast of Saline or Gypsum coming in that number 10 slot.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering trucks through our Labor Day sales event. F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 years. We have a great selection, and we're making it easy for you to drive yours home today.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Buy your new F-150 from Rusty Eck Ford and get total savings up to $10,000 off MSRP. Yeah, America's number one selling truck just got even better with savings up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2023 F-150 XLT Super Cruise, 23T466, 63325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Best trade, 95 renewer auto. Offers cannot be combined. Must finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
With the kickoff of the first week of high school football, there's one individual that is gaining the attention of many state universities across the Mid-America region, as the 6'6 junior from Goddard, Kansas, Lincoln Cure, has gained recognition from four different Power 5 universities, including Kansas State University, Iowa State, Kansas, and Missouri, who have already offered him scholarships before even going into the junior school year.
Yeah, we've tried him out at some quarterback, and then he moved to his sophomore year more to wide receiver, and now he's kind of a tight end slash wide receiver. So
it's really busy, you know. On August 1st, when coaches can talk to you, we opened up the mailbox and it was just completely stuffed.
Eventually, he wanted to get to this point. Did he realize it was going to happen this soon? Maybe not.
I know it's really good for the community, too, and for the team. You know, we haven't really, you know, been able to be a part of something like this.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say that he's only played 13 total games in high school football, playing four games his sophomore year before sitting out the rest of the season with a hamstring injury. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats kick off the 2023 season against the Southeast Missouri Redhawks. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football, the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country, KNDY.
KNDY.
just have